Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today's Savage or Sensible, not getting your stepdad a Father's Day card. Of course, Father's Day is on Sunday. Heads up if you forgot. I just don't feel like stepdads really get the recognition that they deserve a lot of the time. And and Budweiser actually is kind of stepping up here, and they have an ad that is playing now that's celebrating stepdads.
Mark is my technically stepdad, but really my dad.
This is my wonderful stepdad, Randy. It feels like he's been around forever.
This is my lovely stepdad of 28 years now. I should say just dad at this point.
And it goes on with these three different people talking about their stepdads. And at the end, they ask their stepdads to officially adopt them. So it's very sweet. It's pulling the heartstrings. Yeah. And a lot of people are reacting to this. So I thought it might be a good opportunity to bring this up for Savage or Sensible about not getting your stepdad a Father's Day card.
Mm-hmm.
And you can vote right now, by the way. Text in the keyword VOTE, V-O-T-E, to 69822, or up at 98pxy.com.
I think it just depends so heavily on, do you have another, like, do you have a relationship with your biological dad? Or, and also, is your relationship with your stepdad close and a good one? Because if they're essentially your father and like your real dad has not been in your life and stuff like that, then that's one thing. But if they're kind of like, you know, you have a dad, they are your mom's husband, they've, you know, they're cool, they've been good to you, but like they're not your father, they're not your dad, then I don't think it's savage to not get them a card.
I think that situation you still should. I think it would be savage to get them a
card. If you have a good relationship, but they're not your dad.
I don't think it depends on the situation with the biological dad, because I mean, you know, it takes a village, right? A lot of people can raise you. It's not like there's one spot for the father figure,
I guess the way I feel is you shouldn't feel pressured by society or whatever to get your stepdad a Father's Day card just because you have a good relationship. Because you can have a good relationship and they still might not feel like your father or your dad. Like, you could have your biological father and be like, hey, I like you, Scott, but you're not
Scott.
I don't know, stepdad. I feel like stepdad's name Scott.
I don't know. I feel like they deserve the card for all of the times probably growing up where you said to them, you're not my real dad, just for that. Because that happens to how many stepdads, and obviously stepmothers too, but focusing on this for Father's Day.
I don't know. But again, like, somebody could be, you know, really important to you, but they're not necessarily, you know, you don't necessarily view them as your father. Like, they're, you know, they're your mom's husband, and they might not, you just might not view them that way.
I guess I've got a unique look on this because...
Well, you do, right. I have no experience. I'll say I have no experience with it.
I don't have a stepdad. I don't have any step-parents, but I have a half-sister.
Yeah.
And so we share the same mother, but my dad is her stepdad. But growing up, she was always in the house, and she would go and visit her dad too. They had a relationship.
Did they have a good, strong relationship?
It was okay.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say it was always the greatest.
Yeah,
but like when she got married, both my dad and her biological father walked her down the aisle together.
Okay,
and she always called my dad dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
interesting.
But she had both. It's not like her biological dad wasn't in the picture. He was. He was just. He eventually moved away, so he was living in Arizona, and we were still in New York, and that kind of thing.
Your fiance has a stepdad.
Yeah, same thing.
Does she call him dad?
No. She calls him by his
name.
First name, but, you know, he helped raise her since she was, I think, 7 years old. So, you know, she sees him, you know, as a father figure and gets him a Father's Day card on Father's Day, because it's still, you know, someone texted it and it's a respect thing. And I think that's what it comes down to.
See, that's where I don't know. That's why I don't necessarily agree with that. I think it's a nice thing to do if you feel pulled or naturally drawn to do it. But if you don't feel like, you can love them and appreciate them and still not feel that pull to get them a Father's Day card, because if you don't really feel like they are your father, you know, and you have that good relationship or at least a decent relationship with your biological dad, I just don't know. I don't think anyone should be pressured into it. I don't like that.
I guess that is, I think of it like, say we were having a, you know, a Father's Day celebration and my sister was there and everyone's there and she gives a Father's Day card to her biological dad and has nothing for my dad, who was someone that helped raise her.
But it sounds like if she called him, if she called your dad... Dad,
yeah,
and that's, it sounds like they had that relationship,
right? That situation
was so natural.
It wouldn't happen, but I'm just thinking of how he would have felt if, you know, he's just kind of there, empty-handed and not acknowledged.
Yeah,
which I mean, when it comes down to it, it's a validation thing, and I, you know, but
it's still tricky too because like there's people whose mothers, you know, maybe they, you know, they were a single mom and they dated around and boyfriends came in and out of their lives, and then maybe, you know, they settled down when you know, later on in the kid's life. And it might be a great guy, might be the nicest guy ever, and he's really good to you and everything, but, like, you just don't feel that pull. Like, I, you know, I don't know. I can't begrudge someone for not feeling naturally inclined to get them a Father's Day card. I can't say that you're a savage.
How about this text?
Yeah.
Call PXY Safe Text Line. And again, jump in. You can vote at 98PXY.com or by texting the keyword VOTE, V-O-T-E, to 69822. This texter. My stepdad has been in my life since I was 7, so I get him a card every year, but I'm not a big fan of him. But out of respect for helping raise me, I get him a card. It's the respect thing again. I'm seeing a lot of that on the text line. But you can jump in if you want to give us a call as well. 222-9800. For Savage or Sensible.
There have to be stepdad cards for Father's Day.
I was going to say, I was looking through. I didn't see him at Wegmans. Maybe I missed it.
Wow, that's an oversight, Hallmark.
The true savage in this situation.
Yes.
I'm seeing a very similar message from a lot of people in regards to it's a respect thing. Like this texter, I think it's a respect thing for your stepdad, regardless of your real dad still being there. The stepdad hopefully stepped up.
Uh-huh.
And you brought up, actually, someone brought this up as well on the text line about, well, what if your stepdad enters the picture when you're an adult? Because a lot of these situations are, well, you know, he helped raise me, so of course.
Right.
This texter, I'm 36 and my mom just got remarried in November.
Wow.
Her husband has made it clear he's not a father figure. Mm-hmm. My siblings and I have a father already, but he is always willing to help me out when I need it and makes my mom feel more loved than my real dad ever did. So out of appreciation and gratitude, I got him a generic Someone Special Father's Day card.
Oh, see, that's someone special. I like that. I think that's the thing. My view is you don't have to make your stepdad something he's not. You don't have to say your stepdad is your dad and get him a Father's Day if you don't feel that way, but that doesn't mean you can't acknowledge him for what he is, because let's be honest, there's a lot of great stepdads out there, and the stepdad job is an important, it's a hard and important job, and so if they do a good job at it, you know, you should honor them, but you don't have to make it something it's not by feeling pressured to get a Father's Day card. You know,
either one, as long as they're acknowledged, I would
acknowledge. That's, we can agree on that.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, fine. If you want to go stepdad card, I mean, I don't know how prevalent they are exactly, but 222.
Make 90, one.
9800. Yeah. Let's get some puffy paint and some glitter. 222-9800. Elaine from Rochester checking in. Savage or Sensible, someone not getting their stepdad a Father's Day card.
That's savage.
Ooh, savage.
Why?
All right. Why do you say that?
Yeah, because he's still there, you know, unless he's complete jerk.
Well, right, sure.
But
I mean,
what if you don't feel like he's your dad? Like, you have a dad that you're close with, and he's a nice guy. This guy, the stepdad's a nice guy, but, you know, he's not your father.
Look, if he's still there, he's still contributing, he's still under the house. I don't know. I think it's just a card. Jesus.
Right, that's kind of what I was thinking. Like, it's not exactly like a, you know, you're not doing some crazy over-the-top presentation for him. It's just
so
buy
then
a
in
card.
That case, get him a stepdad card. But I don't think you get him you don't have to get him a Father's Day
card. Okay, do they have stepdad cards?
They
do. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't, again, I was at Wegmans recently. I didn't see them there, so
well, you might have to order it off Etsy, but they exist.
Great, someone's got to construct it for me in Colorado.
I'm looking at a ton of them right now. They're online.
Thank you for the phone call, by the way.
Bye.
Yeah, no worries.
All right. Want to go to the poll for this one?
Yeah.
All right, up at 98pxy.com. Again, thank you for everyone who voted for this. You can always text in the keyword VOTE to find out what our Savage or Sensible is. It's 69822. But today, Savage or Sensible, not getting your stepdad a Father's Day card. 71% of the people voting say
savagery.
Wow.
Although we have met in the middle on this one. We have found compromise.
Yes,
and as long
have.
As there's acknowledgement, if you want to go out of your way to find a stepdad card, I guess that's also acceptable.
Yeah.
As long as there's something.
Yeah.
Unless you hate his guts, in which case he gets nothing.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.